Over the past several years, fishery managers have placed extremely tight harvest restrictions on king salmon fishing in the Yukon River. The hope is that conservation will lead to larger runs. When managers make those decisions, telling fishermen when and where they can fish and what gear they can use, they need to know how those measures affect subsistence harvests. They need samples of the fish. KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur reports the state is working with subsistence fishermen in a voluntary program to find out.
Holly Carroll is the person who manages the king salmon run on the Yukon for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
Currently, we're restricting fishermen to smaller mesh sizes. We're also reducing the amount of time they can fish. And so it's really important for us to understand what effects those management actions have on the harvest.
Understanding these effects can help guide in-season management decisions, but also refine management in future years. For instance, last year, more males were harvested than females. Also,
we do find that lately they've been using smaller mesh gear, and so they've been harvesting much younger fish, which is what we would expect.
This is the fourth year of the subsistence sampling program on the Lower Yukon. Collecting biological samples has several steps. First, the subsistence fishermen
take a fin clip off each fish and we analyze the genetic component of the harvest.
The genes show where the fish hatched and where it was heading.
And the other metrics we get are length and sex.
And also age, which is measured by the number of rings on a fish's scales.
Each fish has to have three scales come off it onto the scale card, and you have to check that scale and make sure it's viable scale.
In all, each sample takes about 5 minutes per fish and is done during processing. The state hopes more data will lead to better management. Training sessions with subsistence fishermen on how to collect the samples are beginning this week in the Lower Yukon villages. Trainers will explain what makes a scale viable and how to deal with the samples. Subsistence fishermen will receive $10 per sample. No personal information about the participants goes to the state, not even names. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.